Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. And just before I began broadcasting, I asked the Lord, Lord Jesus, let the unveiled Christ, let Jesus be unveiled in the hearts of your people as never before. Father, I pray even now, as we begin this broadcast, those that have accidentally tuned in or those who are familiar, regular listeners to the broadcast, I pray, Father, that the work of the Holy Spirit that has been given to him to bring Christ as a reality in our lives, to do that work, that good work that he started in each one of us. Lord, I thank you because he is the very essence, the power, the third person of the Trinity. He has that ability, that enabling, that enforcing of the divine will, that Jesus will indeed be formed in our lives, that we will be the expression of the very body of Christ. Lord, we know Jesus walked the face of the earth, but Lord, after he suffered, after he died, when he resurrected, he was taken up to heaven in a cloud, and the angel spoke to the disciples and said, why are you staring into the heavens? This same Jesus will one day come again in clouds of glory. And now, Father, he is at the right hand, your right hand, ever living to make intercession for each one of his people. And so, Father, I thank you now that Jesus is in heaven. And Father, you are, eyes are upon every man, every living thing, this entire earth. Your eyes are upon the righteous. Your ears are open to their prayer, that the Holy Spirit is actively, personally engaged in the life of every believer to bring us into maturity. And Father, I thank you that that good work that you started, that gift of faith that you gave us to be able to accept the gospel message, to hear the good news, Lord, you are completing and transforming every single soul, every single person that is called out to Jesus. You, Lord, you're healing, you're delivering, you're doing a work that only you can do. Father, my prayer is for those who are listening, for myself, for your body around the earth, Lord, that we would surrender and be yielded to your Spirit. For Lord, the fact that Jesus is now in heaven, you said greater works would we do. So Father, we are individual members as a lively stone making up your body in the earth, that we can accomplish and do those works, that we can preach the everlasting gospel, that we can preach the good news of Jesus, that we shall make disciples of all men, Lord, as we are led by the Spirit of God. Amen and amen. Thank you for it, Lord. Well, I have good news. Good news, beloved, it's only going to get better. It's only going to get better for God's people. Yes, the times are growing ever darker. There are perilous times, and the nations of the world are being rocked by natural disasters, by inward turmoil, by wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, famines. There's so much heartache and trouble in the world, but it is well with the people of God. And that's my desire for you, beloved, to know that it is well with your soul, that regardless of the trials, the testings, the issues that you have to deal with in your day-to-day life, you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. And beloved, the secret is to tap into the reality of the spiritual principles that are expressed in the Word of God. And that's what I'm going to be sharing. God placed on my heart this week, coming into maturity. that God has a plan for each and every one of your lives. You may not be called to public ministry. That does not mean that your calling, your election, the gifts that God has placed in your life are any less significant than the greatest evangelist who is doing a work for God. He or she is simply fulfilling God's call on their lives. What matters to God is faithfulness. And I know many of you have been asking the Lord not only to allow your ministry to come into fruition, into fullness, but there are many who are beginning to realize that, well, God has something for me to do, and they're not certain. They don't understand fully what that call is. But beloved, let me assure you, God is faithful, and He will unveil, He will reveal to you whatever gifts, whatever works of service, whatever things that He has for you, that you will not walk in confusion, because God is not the author of confusion. He wants to be very clear and plain. And as we trust Him to speak to us, He will do that. So I'm excited. I'm thrilled to be just one little member in the body of Christ that is encouraging every one of us to keep pressing on into the high calling that God has for us. So let's proceed. Father, I thank you for your anointing as we go into the Word of God, into Scripture, to show us, Lord, that vast panorama of blessings, of purpose, of unity, of harmony that you have for your people. Well, I'd like to begin by talking about what are God's methods. And there's no simple, single method that God uses to bring us to the place of Christian maturity. God utilizes many different means to nurture us, to grow us up. He uses many tools to perfect His followers. And we want to look briefly at what are some of these methods. And what I'm going to be sharing with you are the methods God uses for each one of us, especially on a personal level. While these certainly are true in a corporate setting, in our individual lives, this is primarily how He wants to interact with us, how He wants to lead us, how He wants to guide us. The first of those methods are one of the simplest and the most available to every single believer, even the youngest baby Christian that has been born into the body of Christ, and that is prayer. What does that mean? It's simply talking to God. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 gives us an injunction. It's only three words, and that scripture says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing? How do we do that? Obviously, we can't be in literal, verbal prayer every moment of the day. We have to live our lives. We have responsibilities. We have jobs we have to go to, things we have to do. But it refers, I believe, to that inner communion that we can have with the Lord even when our hands are busy, even when our minds are active. It's a desire of the heart. It's a yearning after the Lord. We're walking in the Spirit. We want to be led by the Spirit. And it doesn't have to take a complicated prayer. When Jesus' disciples asked the Lord, teach us how to pray, He gave us what we have called the Lord's Prayer. It's really our prayer, but it's a very simple prayer, and yet it encompasses so much. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. There's worship. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Talk about a generalized prayer to cover everything. Oh, saints, pray without ceasing. Desire that communion with Jesus where you're just in love with Him so much that you will see Him answer prayer. You'll see Him move in your behalf. You'll see Him give you awareness and notice of things you never even thought of before. That's our God. So prayer is one of the way God deals with us individually. And then, of course, in Bible study, John 17:17, Jesus prayed in that great high priestly prayer, sanctify them, not only His disciples that were present with Him at that time, but all of us down through the centuries, sanctify them. Sanctify you and me, beloved, through thy truth. And so we're not left in question. He says, thy word is truth. Ephesians 5:26 says that the Lord sanctifies and cleanses us with the washing of water by the word of God. The word is frequently referred to as water, that cleanses. And then in 2 Timothy 3:16, Paul speaks to Timothy in verse 16 and says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable, important, beloved, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It tells us what we need to do, how we need to be, how we should live. That for the purpose that the man of God, and beloved, that refers to us daughters as well, that all of us who are able ministers of the gospel of reconciliation, and we all are as believers, that we can be perfect. Imagine that, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And of course, that word perfect there means complete and brought into a wholeness that accompanies a walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. And then there's fellowship. Acts 2, 44 and 46 says, and all that believeth were together and had all things in common. Of course, that was specifically referring to material things. That's how God directed them. They were a small community. They were originally Jewish believers, but they had been discipled by John the Baptist, and then they became the early church, praise God, on that day of Pentecost. Well, my time has just flown by, and we're going to understand how God also can work in fellowship, not just in material ways, but in God's personal dealings with each one of us. And I trust you have experienced the joys of true fellowship, but we'll have to save that for tomorrow. I hope you can join me at the same time. We're heard Monday through Friday on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And if should you miss a broadcast, I always direct you to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can listen to any broadcast you miss or rehear one. They are archived there for your convenience. But as I always do, beloved, if you need prayer, this is a ministry of prayer. And I thank God he has kept us, quote, small enough so that Brother Glass and then I, since he's with the Lord now for over 20 years, I've been able to, in a personal way, minister through the ministry of correspondence to every single person that writes in or emails. So I invite you to write. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,